Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Forty on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 43 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and you might recognize that music, but you did know that it has a match. The match is Rick Duran. That's his intro music because he is the chairperson for the Chamber's Government Relations Task Force. What does that mean? Well, that's why we have him in studio to explain.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Feels strange being in here not talking about Duke Energy stuff.
Of course. That's your... This is kind of like
the
side
job.
Hustle. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, it's good to have you here and serving the community in this way. Give us an overview just and purpose of what this task force is all about.
Sure. And good morning, everybody. And yes, the Government Relations Task Force is a committee that sits within the York Regional Chamber of Commerce. And it just sounds just like the title. Our job is to, as volunteers, is we monitor what's going on in government at the local level, the state level, and the federal level that could affect business. And just like I'm a volunteer from Duke Energy that sits on there, we're all volunteers. We got fantastic companies represented
awesome.
On there. Comporium's represented, Domtar, Carowinds,
Winthrop
University.
Well, it's totally in your wheelhouse.
It is. I mean, government's, you know, kind of what I sort of do.
Yeah, you're in the know. You're in the touch with what's happening there.
But at the same time, one of the things that we ask of our committee is that you is you take off that self-serving hat and we represent business as a whole. We have to remember that the Chamber of Commerce is made up of almost 800 businesses. And so when we're looking at what's going on in government within York County, we want to make sure that we're looking from a business as a whole perspective and not what does this mean to my business? And the committee's very good at doing that.
So those some of those issues that you all have educated the community on included impact fees and Pennies for Progress, just to name a few.
Yeah, but I think Pennies for Progress is the one that people always seem to associate business and the Chamber of Commerce with. And of course, a lot of leaders, quite a few leaders, were very involved, elected and non-elected officials as well as businesses. But it was the Chamber that was asked to get out in front of Pennies for Progress and lead that charge. And so those are things that we were looking at. But we also tried to look at the future as well. I was looking at the Herald this morning, and the front page of the Herald was mass transit.
Absolutely. Huge buzzword right now.
And you don't think for a second that businesses are going to want to be talking about that, and what does that mean to York County? So I sort of see that in our crystal ball as something we might be taking up in the future. We've taken positions on several bills that are sitting down in Columbia right now. Teacher salary was one. Of course, we're very much for that. And
I think it's really important because we do look to the Chamber as we are very in tune to do they endorse or do they oppose? And knowing that there is this task force that is looking at individual businesses and deciding from that perspective, we need to know from all perspectives, not just one. And again, it's kind of like what we were talking earlier, Lucas, about emotional conversation versus well thought through conversation, listening and hearing and going forward. So, yeah, mass transit, that's a biggie.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up well thought through, because one of the things that we always do as a task force is when we're looking at an issue that's been brought to us, we bring in a pro, and then the following meeting we bring in a con.
What a concept. What new territory are you charting here?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's the way it's done.
You know, we're innovators. But
sure.
But exactly. So what we try to do as objective a study as we can do. And that means bringing in people that are on both sides of an issue and really scrubbing and asking hard questions. And since these are all business leaders with their respective companies mm-hmm. within these committees, these are people that are not shy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of pushback. There's a lot of questioning attitudes sitting around that table. And as a committee, we do not make any decisions. What we make are recommendations. Mm-hmm. And those recommendations go to the full board. And the board then vets us. So they're pushing mm-hmm. back again. So this goes through a lot of evolutions and before we even get to making a decision. So when the chamber does stand up and say we're for this or we're against this, it's been well thought out. Mm-hmm. It's not a couple of people sitting around a table going, yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Well, is this a new task force or has this been in place?
Oh, it's been in place for years. I actually chaired it for more than 6 years.
Wow.
And then I stepped down as chair when I became chair of the board of the chamber. And Amy Falkenberry took my place as chair of the task force. And then when she became chair of the board, for some odd reason, I got pulled back in and I've been asked to chair it again. So this is my first year chairing in a few years, but I'm no stranger to it.
So Rick, so far in the first quarter of 2021, you've talked about, of course, yeah. the restore the teacher step salary, mm-hmm. which is heading in that direction, and also a bill to provide COVID-related liability protections to employers. Excuse me.
That was Senate Bill 147. It's still in play, and again, when we're talking about getting back to normal, you know, employers are nervous.
Sure.
You know, you're letting customers in. What does the liability look like? So, again, this is something that we vetted from both sides and said, you know what? Employers need protection.
They do.
So we are supporting that bill. And then and I do got to give a shout out to our legislative delegation. When you look at our delegation here in York County, we have a very business-friendly delegation. They understand that business helps things move. I mean, there's you know, quite a few aspects to life, quality of life. There's a lot of things that go into play. But business keeps things rolling, and our delegation gets it. We don't always see eye to eye, mm-hmm. but most of the time we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to put that out there because we're seeing sometimes where big business or, you know, successful business is looked upon as greedy. And yet we in our community see how much quality of life is connected to the business community in addition to the citizens in our community. It's really this all hands on deck to make the quality of life and protect the quality of life here in York County as we grow. I would think from your perspective, just having the opportunity to sit with those leaders and you are a leader yourself would be really inspiring just to kind of hear those things.
Oh, it's fun. And like you said, just hearing the stories of their business and what they're going through, especially the last 2 years.
Sure.
I mean, it's just been insane. And they're such strong strategic thinkers mm-hmm. in York County. I'm blessed to be able to work around the state as Duke Energy has a large footprint. But I've got to tell you, when I get together with York County leaders, there are some strong, strong business leaders in this community, and they're making good decisions. And I think the delegation gets that, especially at the local level and at the state level. I mean, everybody has a vote. If you live in York County, you can pick up the phone, you can call your elected official, and they want to hear from all of you at all levels. But at the same time, I think it's also good when they get a phone call from the chamber that says, representing 800 businesses, mm-hmm. this is what we believe is good for business. And that can help them make a more informed decision
And it can help citizens to understand things a little bit better. That means a lot.
Very much so. And to Rick's point, thank you so much for breaking down how that whole thought process is detailed mm-hmm. in terms of how you come about the yays and the nays, and to your point, you're not just sitting around at dinner one night saying like, yeah, we should support this. I think it's good to go.
Yeah, why?
Let's just pass it on. There you
majority.
Go. You can back it up. Rick Duran is the chairperson of the York County Regional Chamber's Government Relations Task Force. Reach out to him or any chamber member if you've got a question. And of course, Rick is also with Duke Energy. Rick, as always, we appreciate it.
Pleased to be here.